Tuesday golf in boys action, it was Trainer winning a triangular with 151. East Mills a 186 for second. Sydney with a 206 was third. Brad Bailey of Trainer was medalist with a 35. Also, Carroll beat Dennison 150 to 173 in boys golf with medalist Sam Wilkie shooting at 36. He's from Carroll. On the girls' side of the golf last night, Clarinda beat Red Oak 195 to 287. Corey Woodard of Clarinda shot the low round of 45. Shenandoah 208 over Glenwood 232. Jasmine Woolery of Shenandoah shot 45 for medalist honors. Also, Trainer won a triangular. They shot 189. East Mills 279. Sydney no team score. Gracie Myers of Trainer was medalist with a 45 last night in that meet. In high school soccer last night, a boys play, Denison over Missouri Valley 6-0. In girls action, it was Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley, Adair Casey beating Tri-Center 5-0. Denison over Carroll by a 1-0 final. In Major League Baseball action last night, Alfonso Soriano hit a game-ending RBI single in the 10th inning, and the Chicago Cubs beat St. Louis 3-2, ending the Cardinals' run of 13 consecutive winning series. Tony Campana sparked the winning rally with a one-out single off Fernando Salas. Campana then stole second in a close call that led to the first ejection for Cards manager Mike Matheny. After Starlin Castro struck out, Brian LaHare was walked intentionally before Soriano hit a full count pitch off of second baseman Tyler Green and into the outfield. Campana scored easily to give the Cubs their second consecutive walk-off victory against the Cardinals. James Russell threw a scoreless inning to pick up the victory. Elsewhere in the National League, Pittsburgh beat Colorado 5-4. The Mets over Miami 2-1. Cincinnati 9-2 over San Francisco. Milwaukee picks up a 9-6 win over Houston. Philadelphia 8-5 over Arizona. Washington a winner over San Diego 3-1. And Atlanta beat the LA Dodgers 4-3. In the American League, Derek Lowe allowed one run over six innings, and the Cleveland Indians handed the Kansas City Royals their 12th straight loss, 4-3 last night. The Royals have been outscored 73-44 in that streak, which ties for the third longest in team history. They also lost 12 in a row in 1997 and 2008. KC lost 13 straight in 2006. The team record is 19 straight losses in 2005. Elsewhere in the American League, Seattle beat Detroit 7-4, Baltimore 2-1 over Toronto, Tampa Bay beat the Angels 5-0, Texas over the Yankees 2-0, Boston over Minnesota 11-2, Oakland beat the White Sox 2-0. In the National League, Pittsburgh over Colorado 5-3. In the Pacific Coast League, it was Omaha over Nashville 5-3, while Memphis beat the Iowa Cubs by a final of 4-0. Both Iowa and Omaha have today off. In football news, the Iowa football team will host one night game during the upcoming season. The Hawkeyes will host Penn State under the lights in Kinnick Stadium on October 20th. Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz says he enjoys night games, especially at home.
Night games in Kinnick are that's tough to beat that. And I joke about, the only bad thing about playing on the road is coming home. It just makes for a long night or an early morning. But night games are pretty neat. I was in high school, we played at night, and it's kind of a special feeling. And you go back to the atmosphere we were involved in at Penn State a couple of years ago. If you like college football, that's a great thing to be involved in. But all that being said, I'd rather be in Kinnick.
Ferentz says a number of young players have emerged at defensive line for the Hawkeyes during their spring drills.
I doubt anybody made more progress than Louis Trinka-Passat. He's kind of on the ropes back in December, quite frankly. Young guy who really, I think, was starting to question, where his heart was and how important it was to him. And in the spring, he's really, just quietly emerged. And by the second half of spring ball, he's playing as well as anybody on the field, either side of the ball. So he's clearly taken some steps. I thought Steve Begak practiced well. Joe Gaglione has barely played. He had a good spring. So that's a good starting point.
Ferentz says defensive line is a difficult position to recruit. The type of players the Hawkeyes get need a couple of years' work before they can make an impact. New Arkansas football coach John L. Smith says he couldn't pass up the opportunity to guide a team that he helped mold. The 63-year-old Smith was a Razorbacks assistant the past three seasons before leaving in December to take the head coaching job at Weber State. It was announced Monday that he'd be returning to Fayetteville on a 10-month contract to replace Bobby Petrino. Smith has a 132-86 record in 18 seasons as a head coach at Michigan State, Louisville, Idaho, and Utah State. Well, Matt Cassel doesn't believe the Kansas City Chiefs went behind his back when they pursued Peyton Manning in the offseason. In fact, he appreciates them being open with him. The veteran quarterback was quick to acknowledge that Manning is one of the best to ever play the game. Manning ultimately ended up with AFC West rival Denver, where he'll play the Chiefs twice a year in the regular season. That means Cassel is back in control of the Chiefs, a position he never really lost. General Manager Scott Pioli said he's confident that Cassel can lead the Chiefs back to the playoffs. That's what he did 2 years ago before a tough 2011 season cut short by injuries. Should be no surprise that the Colts say they'll select Stanford quarterback Andrew Luck with the number one pick in the NFL draft tomorrow. Colts general manager Ryan Grigson made the official announcement after Tuesday's minicamp workout at the team complex. The first three picks are falling into place, with the Colts announcing they'll take Luck first in the NFL draft tomorrow night. The Redskins traded three first-round picks and a second-rounder to St. Louis to move up to the second spot, and they're expected to go for Heisman Trophy-winning quarterback Robert Griffin III of Baylor. Minnesota's currently number three, and barring a trade, the Vikings will likely beef up their offensive line by selecting 6'7", 306-pound Matt Khalil out of USC. A joint Louisiana State Police and FBI task force is investigating allegations in an ESPN report that the New Orleans Saints had the general manager's booth in the Superdome set up for Mickey Loomis to listen in on opposing coaches. The network says the system was in place from 2002 to 2004, but could not verify that it was used. State Police Colonel Mike Edmondson says the task force is examining whether there were possible violations of state or federal wiretapping laws. Loomis and the Saints have called the allegations 1,000% false and say they're contemplating legal action against ESPN. Saints interim head coach Joe Vitt says the allegations against Loomis are irresponsible and ludicrous. Vitt calls the suggestion that Loomis listened into opposing coaches' radio communications impossible, adding that he's never heard of something like that before. Vitt says it sounds to something more to him like something out of Star Wars. ESPN is standing by its story. A person familiar with the talks tells the AP that the Falcons are looking to acquire cornerback Asante Samuel from the Philadelphia Eagles before the draft. The 31-year-old Samuel is a four-time Pro Bowl pick. He'd give the Falcons' new defensive coordinator Mike Nolan a strong trio at cornerback with Dante Robinson and Brent Grimes, who signed his franchise tag tender on Tuesday. Well, there'll be a Game 7 Thursday night to decide whether the Florida Panthers or the New Jersey Devils advance to the Eastern Conference semifinals. The Devils made sure of that with a 3-2 overtime victory over the Panthers last night in Game number 6. Baylor coach Scott Drew says freshman standout Quincy Miller has changed his mind and is declaring early for the entry into the NBA draft. Miller said 2 weeks ago he was staying for his sophomore season. Drew says additional information gathered after Miller's previous decision gave the player and his family more time to consider. Miller averaged 10.5 points and 5 rebounds, starting 35 of 37 games for Baylor. Perry Jones III has already said he's leaving Baylor after his sophomore season to declare for the draft. In NBA news, L.A. Lakers forward Meta World Peace, otherwise known as Ron Artest, has been suspended 7 games by the NBA for elbowing James Harden. That means he could miss at least 6 playoff games. World Peace, or Artest, was ejected from Sunday's game for throwing an elbow that struck Harden in the back of the head, giving him a concussion. He'll miss the season finale Thursday at Sacramento, and then the next 6 games for which he is eligible. The playoffs open up on Saturday. Commissioner David Stern alluded to former Ron Artest's history of on-court altercations in announcing that penalty in a statement. In NBA news last night, or in action on the courts last night, Atlanta beat the LA Clippers 109-102, Boston over Miami 78-66, Oklahoma City topping Sacramento 118-110, New Orleans beat Golden State 83-81, and Utah over Phoenix 100-88. That's a look at sports. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.